So yesterday we established that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the Takanas Chazal, was based on a bias. Someone who has a bias, one has to light it by the bias, the importance of a bias, which the Pnei Yeshua that we quoted yesterday gives some reason. He's bothered with the question, why is this mitzvah different than other mitzvahs? That by other mitzvahs we don't find this din bias. So why over here is it telling the bias? And he says because perhaps it has to do with the fact that we're doing it for Psume Nisa. Therefore we want it to be by the bias, but he himself says Vadain Tsarchin. So we still need to understand and refine this svara of what is the svara that Chazal were so makbid on bias. But the Gemara continues with a brisa. Ner Chanukah mitzvah la'anicha pesach beisim mibachutz. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to place it al pesach by the door, the opening, beisoy of his house mibachutz. Now, back in times of Chazal, and you find this a lot in Masechta Erevin and other Masechtas, that basically there was a rows of batim, in either two rows of batim with an opening at the two ends, or it was like a ches of batim, and in the middle was a chatzer, and then at the opening of the chatzer was the mavoi, which led you to the Rishus Rabbah, was the Rishus Rabbah itself. And then there were many chatzeros which were open to this Rishus Rabbah. Now, each person lived in a bayis. A bayis literally means a room. In many Mishnais, in Pesachim, in Tyrus, in other places, bayis is a room. Just happened to be in those days, they only had their houses were one room. And they just like curtained off the corner was the bedroom, and the other corner was, they used it for something else. But the chatzer played a very important function in their daily living. They didn't have room in the house for everything they needed. Their kitchen, they didn't have room for it. So there was like one communal oven in the chatzer. They would go out to the chatzer to wash the clothing. They would use the chatzer for the tashmishi habayis. The Rashbam, Masechta Bava Basra, he says, Rav tashmishin hein. Rav their tashmish, and daf beis amar aleph. V'rav tashmishin b'chatzer. They would use the chatzer as extension of their house. It was the extension of the house. They didn't just live in the house, they lived in the chatzer. And that's why the Chaznish in Erevin, he writes, and he's quoted by Reb Chaim Kanevsky in a few places, in Shoyin HaLochos, in Derech Emunah Masechta Maaseros, and other places, that nowadays our house is a bayis and a chatzer. The bayis may be the dining room, and then the other rooms are the chatzer. So we live in a bayis and a chatzer. That was the musig back in Chazal of what a bayis was, what a chatzer was, Rishus Rabim. We don't have that. Now, over here, it's interesting, the Chaznish wrote a Kol HaTorah Kula. Zroyim, Tyrus, Noshim, Kochim. But on Hilchus Chanukah, he did not write on. He didn't write anything on Hilchus Chanukah. And same thing, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He wrote Mishnayis. Also, Ashish is doing Mishnah. Covers all the Yom Tovim also. Pesachim, Megillah. But Chanukah, he didn't write. The name Chanukah is mentioned in a few Mishnayis, in Bava Kama, Kalim, a few other Masechtas, a few times, but that's it. Doesn't discuss the dinim of Chanukah. And it's just interesting. Now, the Gemara says, Ner Chanukah mitzvah nicha pesach beisim ochos. So where is this pesach habayis? So we have Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns that's the Pesach Habayis, the opening of the house which leads into the Chatzar. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, no, it's the Pesach HaChatzar which is going to the Rishus HaRabim, which is opening to the Rishus HaRabim. Many Acharonim learn Pshat in Rashi. Why is Rashi hold that it's by the Pesach HaBayis and not by the Pesach HaChatzah to Rishus Rabim? Because there's a din over here that it should be nicker who to whom this menorah belongs to. which family, which bias does this menorah belong to? And if you can light a menorah right outside the chotzer, by the chot pesach, chotzer tershus rabim, it's not clear which bias it came from. Right? There are many batim that join in and use the same chotzer. So which bias is it from? So each person puts it by the pesach of his private bias, of his own bias. That's where you put the menorah. Tosfos wasn't worried about this. And perhaps it's totally in the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in how to learn the Sugya of Mahadrin, Mahadrin and Mahadrin. According to Rashi, the Mahadrin is that each person in the house is lighting their own menorah. Each person in the house is lighting a menorah with the number of candles for that night. So if we're going to go to the Pesach HaChotzer, and we see a menorah. We see many menorahs over there. We don't know where these menorahs came from. Perhaps it's two houses, or perhaps it's five houses, or perhaps it's two houses with five people. It's not clear. But according to Tosfos, there's no tzad that each person's lighting their own menorah. So if I see two menorahs, I know it came from two houses. That could be a possible pshat. There's a discussion, there's a Rav Sar Sholem brought down in the Torah where he speaks about that many people living in the Chatzah will light one menorah by the opening of the Chatzah to Rishus Rabim, and everyone will be mishtatef in that. And there's discussions, what exactly is this Shita? Is he going like Rashi, going like Tosfos? And Pashtus, and this is why many Acharim learn in the Rav Sar Sholem, that he's learning like Rashi, but he's making a chilek. He agrees to Rashi that there needs to be nicker to the bias, and therefore one should light by the Pesach HaBayis. However, if they don't want to light by the Pesach HaBayis, they want to light by the Pesach HaChotzer Tershus Rabim, so he's giving an Eitzah. Let all the Batim be Mishtatev into one Menorah, and then it's Nikkad. This Menorah belongs to all the Batim. That's this Rav Sar Sholem. And that's the way it's Mavur like that in many other Rishonim, Achronim, this idea. Now, so therefore, halacha l'maisa, we have a Pesach HaBayis. We have Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch and Simtaf Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Hei. And he clearly passes like Tosfos. And he brings down one Deah, and that's Tosfos. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ner Chanukah Manicha Pesach HaSamach L'Rishus HaRabim Mibachotz. Darcha Shulchan is Metame. He says, good, you don't want to pass him like Rashi, but at least quote him. Especially that it's not just Shitas Rashi. It's the Shitas Rashi, Ran, Rambam, Ri, Smag, Hagazmaimli. It's many. There's many that do not learn like Tosfos. So why do you leave it out? So it's a chiddush. The Shulchan Aruch is passing like Tosfos over all these many Rishonim. Now, the question is, according to Tosfos, we're lying by the Pesach HaChotzer to Rishus HaRabim. Where's the Chotzer? So if someone lives in an apartment building, they walk out of their apartment, there's a stairwell. Staircase, the stairs. Is that a chatzar? So if we define chatzar the way we defined it before, based on the Rashbam and what we find in other sugyas, that's not a chatzar. The staircase is not a chatzar. So lighting downstairs in front of the building is in the middle of the street. Because it's not the Pesach to a Chatzah. And lying by my front door also may not be a Pesach HaChatzah. Because there's no Chatzah there. It's not Pesach HaChatzah. Pesach HaChatzah l'Rishus HaRabim, for sure not. So where's the Pesach HaChatzah? I have no Pesach HaChatzah, according to this. Rav Moshe in Dibris Moshe, Rav Yankel Bloy in Sefer Chayv HaSadar, both are very concerned about the din of nicker. And they learn that even if we're going to learn that the chiyuv is to light by bachutz, to light outside, like the Shulchan Aruch says, the maker din you should light me bachutz. But if you live in an apartment building, how's it nicker? How's it nicker that this menorah belongs to this family? And therefore, Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov and others held that when you're living in an apartment building, you don't light outside. Another reason you don't light outside, because it's not nicker to which dira, to which apartment it belongs to. And they go so far that the metama on Tosfos, Rav Moshe builds up so much the shita of what we called Rashi before in the Sar Sholem, that he's metami. He says, I don't understand how Tosfos could say what he says, even though the Shulchan Aruch is basking like Tosfos. But that's how far they go with this svara of nicker. So this would be a svara. Again, there are many different opinions, but this would be another svara to why lying downstairs in front of the apartment building. However, if someone was living in a house or living in a apartment where you go from the apartment to outside, straight outside, to a chatzah, to a courtyard, then they would hold that you light by the Pesach HaBayis. When you open your door and you walk out, then you light over there, because it's nicker. This menorah belongs to this family. So then you light over there. So what happens when someone does not have a Pesach HaChatzah? He lives in Aliyah, he lives upstairs in an apartment building, and there's no chatzah to have a Pesach HaChatzah to Rishus Rabim. Where does he light? Says the Gemara. The Gemara continues. Im ha'yedar ba'aliyah, manicha b'chaloy nasmucha l'Rishus Rabim. Now the case of the Gemara of dar ba'aliyah is where in those days, if someone lived upstairs, you walked into your downstairs neighbor's house, the downstairs house, and he had a ladder that he climbed up to your house upstairs. You didn't have a separate stairway. You walked into his house, you went up to your apartment. So this person living upstairs had no Pesach. It was Pesach to the guy downstairs. He opens his door, he's going into his downstairs neighbor's apartment. So where's he going? So there was no Pesach. So says the Gemara, for this person, you light by the chaloyin asmuch l'Rishus Rabim, by the window which is open to Rishus Rabim. If the old were trying to create Pursume Nisa, so you light by the Pesach asmuch l'Rishus Rabim. Now the question is, if let's say I'm really chayiv to light outside, but I decided, you know, it's not convenient for me. I have a fancy menorah. I don't want it to get stolen. I would rather light inside. And I live by the window. Am I yotze or not? So there's a gra in Tov Reish Ayin Zayin, which some learn to mean that you're not yotze. Others are matched a raya and say that you have no raya from the gra. There's a ritzvah which is pretty clear, which is clear. There's a ritzvah which is very clear that you're yotze. And again, there are opinions both ways, but there's a ritzvah and there are mekayreis, which I think I might have brought some of them down, that you're yotze. Even if I was mechuyav to light outside, if I live by the window, I'm yotze. The Gemara continues, the Gemara says, Ushasa sakana, manicha al shulchana v'dayoy. Ushasa sakana, then you leave it on the table, on the dining room table, and that's enough. V'dayoy, interesting lashon. What's shasa sakana? Pashtus, shasa sakana, is like Rashi says, that the Parsim, the Persians, had a law that you're not allowed to burn a ner except in the base of Avodah Zarah. So it was a sakana to have a ner burning during this tkufa, which was during the Yom Edom, by their holidays. To have a ner burning was a sakana. It was dangerous, danger to one's life. So Chazal said, you know what? In Shasa Sakana, Now the Takanas Chazal is light on your dining room table. That was the Shasa Sakana. Other Rishonim and Paiskim include in Shasa Sakana other situations where it's difficult to light by the window. Perhaps because it's too cold outside, or it's windy, or whatever the situation may be, it's not possible, or it's difficult to. So there'll be room to light by the shulchan. The question is, Klai Yisrael went through a tkufa. Where was Ashasa Sakana? And during that tkufa, They lit on their dining room table. Now that we're not in the Shasa Sakana, do we go back to the way it originally was? Or no, Chazal rewrote the Takana, which now is light inside your house. That's the question. The Bala Ito, which is the smach for many Chassidim, quote this Bala Ito, and that's what they rely on, in that which they light in the house, not by the door, not by the window. The Bala Ito says, V'acha shenogu ala sakana, nagu. Now that they were noig by the sakana to light inside, we continue lighting. The chesidim amakbet to light by a doorway, any doorway in the house, let it be the doorway to the kitchen, doorway to the dining room, because of the inyan on the suviv b'mitzvahs. The Gemara, Medrashim, the many Medrashim that talk about how lighting by the door, Yimsuvah b'mitzvahs. So the Litvish are more into lighting by the window. Chalena Samach Lershus Rabin. Chassidim rely on this Balita, and they'll light by the doorways to get the inyan of Yimsuvah b'mitzvahs. The Medrash says, Yimsuvah b'mitzvahs. On one side you have the mezuzah, one side you have the Neiros Chanukah, and you go through with your talis and with your tzitzis and tefillin, which is a pella. It's nighttime. You're not chayv and tzitzis and tefillin. It needs a hezba. I hear. So, Akabanim, no, there's pshatim, but it's not for now. So that's the eater. It's interesting, learning ksubas now? So one of the big discussions is the Gemara Ksubis. The Gemara Ksubis of Gimel and Beis. There was a takana. B'sulei nises b'yayim rvi. Says the Gemara of Shasa Sakana. You get married any day. Says the Shita Mukubetzes. Rivash, he quotes. Shita Mukubetzes says that even after the Sakana's hifsik, it stops. Still, Himshichu bitul mitzvah linasa b'yayim rvi. That takana of linasa b'yayim rvi is batal. Is Neris Chanukah daima to that or not? Are we medame the Ner Chanukah to this idea or not? So here we have b'shas sakana, nanich al shulchan, and like I said, there's a difference in opinion. If the Shasa Sakana is over, do we go back to the din of before Shasa Sakana or not? Again, we have the Ritva. The Ritva says, the Ritva Chadashim rings from the Bala Trumis, that even if one was mechiv to light outside, they lit inside, even if it's not Shasa Sakana, b'di'evad yoytza. That's why the Ritva says, if it was over as man, so it's past the time that people are outside, shalite inside, because you'll be yoytza inside. Rather, we want to get more psumi nisa. So that's what we'll tell you to light outside. Now, these are the different svaris to the different minhagim of whether to light inside, outside. The chilik between apartment building, the svar is why over there would make sense to light in by the window. Now, what happens sometimes is, and Kobe will discuss this more tomorrow, is that there's a din that above 20 amos, l'shota be'inah. person doesn't see higher than a person doesn't look. When they're walking, you see within 20 amas. Many times the apartment building is higher than 20 amas. What do you do then? So here Moshe had a chiddush. If you have another apartment building opposite you or somewhere on an angle facing you, and the other building is within 20 amas from, I mean, height from your window, gives it the din of 20 amas. What happens if I'm in an apartment building where, or an apartment where there's a porch door. There's a porch, open porch. So the Chaznish held that that's a Pesach. That's mamash. That is the best Pesach to light by. He would tell people to light by the porch door. It's like a window. It's also a Pesach to a chatzar, because people use their porches for different things. Store things, and you go on the porch, you use it. So there's a maila, there's a tremendous maila. Plus, you get mesuvah b'mitzvahs if you light by the porch door. There's a big maila. I had a shtickle argument with someone's father-in-law last night, actually, about, he has a porch, and the porch goes out, it's open roof, open porch, and he set his menorah up all the way at the end of the porch by the wall of the porch. Because he said that he spoke to someone who's a big Talmid Chacham and said that you'll get more Pesumei Nisa over there. She'll light over there. So I said, but we just learned today that Abayis, if it's open, it's like the Sfina, right? We said yesterday, a Sfina, open Sfina. Right? The Ramasham said, if it's Pesuach Legamre, Rishlam Zalman, I mentioned that then Rishlam Zalman talks about a tshuva where it's Enei Mekura. It's not, there's no roof over you. It's not a bias. You're not lighting by a bias. You're lighting, who knows, you're lighting it mil de chatzar. But that doesn't help you. So you have to light by the Pesach. The Chari, you have to light. So when you're lighting by the porch, it could be inside or outside, but it has to be Tefach HaSamach LePesach. And then once you're lighting by a Pesach, that's where the dinim of 3 Tefachim, 10 Tefachim come in. That's where those halachas come into roll. When you play lying by the window, so even though it's above 10 tefachim, we're not makbid on it over there. This is the gemara that we have over here, which defines for us the place. There is a. I didn't get into the briskerov, which is also a sheet of what's considered chatzar over here. There's a lot of different opinions. I just threw out a basic idea of the svaras. There is another sugya, which we're not going to go into today, but about chashad. There's a din that the Gemara speaks about and Shulchan Aruch speaks about, that if you have a chatzar that has two openings, so the Gemara says you would have to light by both of the openings. Because of a chashad, someone walking by will be chayshid that perhaps you didn't light, he sees the opening. Which is a good question, just because we do find this, the idea of chashad in another place, in Masechta Peah, we find that one will have to leave Peah in the different ends in the Shubik Shad. But when Hilchus Beis HaKnesses, over there in Simit Sadi Siv Ches, we see the opposite. It says that B'shar She'atziba Mispalim, you now will go past the opening of the Beis HaKnesses to walk by. Why? Because so it looks like you're a kaifa. It looks like you're not going into the Beis HaKnesses where they're davening. However, it says in the Loch, if the Beis HaKnesses has two doors, then it's mutter, because there'll be toila that you can go into the other door. So you see, two doors is a reason not to be chayshish. Yet over here we are chayshish. So that's a question. But nowadays, where many people light inside, some light on their dining room table also, so we don't have chashad anymore, because if you walk by, you see someone doesn't have by the opening of the house, I just wanted to mention one more point that I forgot to mention, that you see from the Sar Shalim, or even without the Sar Shalim, but there's another Svara which many Paiskim held, that once there's one menorah outside, then that's enough of a kiyum of a menorah by the Pesach Habayis that everyone else, the chatchila, can light inside. So if you're lucky enough to have in your building someone that does light downstairs, there's another smach for the one that wants to light upstairs. But this is the sugya that we just saw today. Everyone should have a wonderful Hanukkah.